Welcome to this OCR A-Level English Literature Study Guide podcast on Wuthering Heights. I'm so glad you're here. Whether you're revising for your mocks or doing your final push before the big exam, this episode is going to give you everything you need to tackle Wuthering Heights with real confidence. Wuthering Heights is one of the most extraordinary novels in the English language. Emily Bronte published it in 1847 under the pseudonym Ellis Bell, because of course a woman's work was not always taken seriously in Victorian England. And that tension between what is suppressed and what erupts with violent force is absolutely at the heart of this novel. For your OCR A-level exam, paper 9.12, Wuthering Heights sits in component 802, comparative and contextual study, under the Gothic theme. That means every single thing you write about this novel needs to be doing three jobs at once: arguing a clear point, analyzing Bronte's methods, and integrating context. Oh, and comparing it to your partner text. We'll talk about all of that today. Let's get into it. Let's start with the assessment objectives, because understanding what examiners are actually rewarding is the single most important thing you can do. AO3, context, carries 50% of the implied weighting on this paper. 50%. That is enormous. It means that for every paragraph you write, context should be woven through it, not bolted on at the end. Context isn't a separate paragraph. It's the engine that drives your analysis. AO4, comparison with your partner text, carries 25%. AO1 and AO2 each carry 12.5%. So the message is clear. This is a contextual and comparative paper first, and a close reading paper second. Now, let's talk about the Gothic. The Gothic as a genre emerged in the late 18th century with texts like Horace Walpole's The Castle of Otranto. It was a reaction against Enlightenment rationalism, a way of exploring what reason cannot contain: the supernatural, the transgressive, the sublime. By the time Bronte writes Wuthering Heights in 1847, she's working within a well-established tradition, but she's also radically subverting it. The key Gothic conventions you need to know for this text are the revenant. That's the returning ghost or spirit. Liminality. The idea of threshold spaces, things that exist between worlds. The Byronic hero. The brooding, passionate, morally ambiguous male figure. The sublime, the overwhelming, terrifying beauty of nature, and the uncanny, the familiar made strange. Heathcliff is the novel's central Gothic figure. He is the ultimate Byronic hero, dark, passionate, of unknown origin, capable of great love and great cruelty. His very name is liminal. It combines a heath and a cliff, two wild, boundary-defying natural features. Bronte gives him no surname, no clear racial or social identity. He exists outside the structures of Victorian society, and that is precisely what makes him so threatening to it. The settings are absolutely crucial for your AO2 analysis. Wuthering Heights, the farmhouse on the moor, represents passion, wildness, the natural sublime, transgression. Thrushcross Grange represents civility, social order, repression, the rational. The movement of characters between these two spaces is Bronte's structural method for exploring the tension between nature and culture, passion, and propriety. Now, the narrative structure. This is something many candidates overlook, and it is a gift for AO2 marks. The novel is told through a nested frame narrative. Lockwood, the unreliable outsider, records the story as told to him by Nellie Dean, who is herself an unreliable narrator. Nellie is a servant who has her own investments in the story she tells. She sometimes presents herself as the voice of reason and morality, but a careful reader and a careful candidate will notice moments where her narration is self-serving, contradictory, or incomplete. Examiners absolutely reward candidates who interrogate Nellie's reliability rather than accepting her perspective as fact. Let's talk about the key themes. The first is transgression. Heathcliff transgresses every boundary Victorian society holds dear: class, race, property, and the boundary between the living and the dead. His return after 3 years' absence, wealthy, transformed, and vengeful, is a classic Gothic revenant motif. Catherine transgresses gender norms. She refuses to be domesticated. She insists on her own identity. I am Heathcliff is one of the most extraordinary statements of selfhood in Victorian literature. Bronte uses transgression not to condemn it, but to expose the violence of the social structures that punish it. The second major theme is the past and its haunting. The Gothic is always about the return of what has been repressed. Heathcliff's entire second-generation revenge plot is driven by the past, by what was done to him as a child, by what he lost in Catherine. The ghost of Catherine, at the window in chapter 3, is one of the most chilling moments in Gothic literature. Lockwood's dream, or is it a dream, of the child ghost scratching at the glass, her wrist dragged across broken pane, establishes the novel's central gothic premise. The past will not stay buried. The third theme is class and power. Heathcliff's trajectory is a Marxist nightmare for the Victorian establishment. He arrives as a dispossessed outsider, is humiliated by Hindley, and then systematically acquires the property and power of both families through legal manipulation and strategic marriage. His treatment of Hareton, deliberately keeping him uneducated and degraded, mirroring what was done to Heathcliff himself, is Bronte's most devastating critique of how class oppression perpetuates itself.
Right, let's talk about what separates a level 5 response from a level 6.
The most common mistake, and I see this again and again, is treating Wuthering Heights as a romance. It is not a love story. It is a gothic study of obsession, transgression, and social violence. The moment you frame it as a romance, you lose the gothic focus that this paper demands. The second most common mistake is describing the plot. Examiners do not award marks for telling them what happens. They award marks for analyzing how and why Bronte makes the choices she does and what those choices mean in context. Third, bolting on biographical context. Yes, Branwell Bronte's self-destructive behavior may have influenced Heathcliff, but if you mention this without explaining how it shapes the text's meaning, what it tells us about Bronte's critique of masculine excess, for example, you will not receive credit for it. Context must be functional, not decorative. Fourth, neglecting your partner text. AO4 is 25% of your marks. Candidates frequently spend 80% of their essay on Wuthering Heights and then rush a paragraph on the second text at the end. Structure your essay thematically and switch between texts within each paragraph. This demonstrates genuine comparative thinking. A quick tip on quotations. You do not need long quotations. Short, embedded phrases are far more effective. More myself than I am. Three words that carry an entire essay on identity and the gothic double. He's more myself than I am. Memorize it. Use it for transgression, for the uncanny, for identity, for the romantic sublime. Versatile quotations are your best friends in the exam. Now let's do a quick fire recall quiz. I'll ask the question, pause, then give you the answer. Try to answer before I do. Question 1. What is the name of the frame narrator who opens the novel? The answer is Lockwood. Question 2. Which Gothic convention describes threshold spaces between worlds? The answer is liminality. Question 3. What percentage of the implied weighting does AO3 carry on this paper? The answer is 50%. Question 4. Complete this quotation. I am, the answer is, I am Heathcliff. Question 5. What literary term describes Heathcliff as a returning, ghostly presence? The answer is the revenant. Question 6. Which setting represents social order and repression? The answer is Throughs Cross Grange. Question 7. Name one reason Nellie Dean is considered an unreliable narrator. She is self-serving, she omits information, she has her own social investments in the story, and she sometimes contradicts herself. How did you do? If you struggled with any of those, go back and review the relevant section. Let's bring it all together now. Wuthering Heights is a gothic masterpiece that uses the conventions of the genre, the revenant, liminality, the sublime, the Byronic hero, to mount a radical critique of Victorian social structures. Bronte's nested narrative, her symbolic settings, and her transgressive characters are all deliberate structural choices that reward careful AO2 analysis. Remember, AO3 is 50% of your marks. Context is not an add-on, it is the backbone of your argument. AO4 is 25%. Compare thematically, switch between texts within paragraphs, and never leave your partner text to a rushed final paragraph. The key to a level 6 response is a conceptualized argument, a clear, sustained thesis about what the Gothic means in this text, supported by embedded quotations, precise method analysis, and context that explains rather than merely describes. You've got this. Now go and revise those quotations, interrogate Nellie Dean, and remember, Heathcliff is not a romantic hero. He is a gothic revenant. And that distinction will earn you marks. Good luck. I'll see you in the next episode.